Understory Records is a record label from Northern BC. We highlight artists in the undergrowth, the ones that might take a little digging to find, but once you know how to see them, you'll start noticing them everywhere. The Understory Records radio show introduces audiences across the country to bands from Northern BC and the Yukon through interviews and showcases. Broadcasting from CICK in Smithers, BC, this show is hosted by me, Pamela Hassan. Tune in to Understory Records radio show on 93.9 FM Saturday nights in Smithers at 8 p.m. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Understory Records radio show. I am so happy to present an interview that I had with Oscar Karlick, whose new stage moniker is Putty Waters. Oscar's been working like a madman in 2026, where he's doing live shows, recording collaborations. He's active online, and we were so lucky to get him on our first compilation. For those in Smithers, in case you're looking for a copy of your own, we have the Understory Records compilation number 1, which is available on vinyl right now at Betty's downtown in Smithers. But let's get to my interview with Oscar now. He's speaking straight from the heart. It really meant a lot to me that I felt like he was being very authentic and very present when we were chatting. Apologies for the slightly bad audio when I'm speaking. I had a little mishap with my microphone, so I do apologize for that. But yeah, stay tuned to Understory Records. You can find us online at understoryrecords.com. And I will also list the songs that are mentioned. And I will also list the songs that I played from Oscar's release called Listening Party. If you go to smithersradio.com and you go to the Saturday 8 p.m. slot, you can find the full playlist there. Let's get to it. Hi, Oscar.
Hello.
Welcome to my office.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping by. I guess a little peek behind the veil. You stopped by to pick up tickets for the launch, which by the time that this episode comes out will have already happened. But I'm very excited that you're going to be there.
Yeah, it was a last minute decision really to show up here. And so I'm really happy to actually be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, too, I think you get the award for, you know, how they do this sometimes in like conferences and weddings, like who traveled the furthest. I think you win.
Nice. I'm it's not, it doesn't feel like a win. So I'm really much happy to have it. So
let's start and introduce yourself as a person, but then also you as an artist with your moniker.
My name's Oscar. I was born in Terrace and raised there from the Kitsilis community. I've been playing music since I was 13 years old, ever since my grandpa got me a guitar. And I've been writing probably a week after that. I just felt it was my passion since forever.
Mirror those who were always close, afraid to share that I'm just a ghost of myself. My life is a lie. Parting ways with my aspirations. Others seem to think I can't make it out there. They try to say they care, yet they fill my mind with all of their mistakes. And they won't allow me to dive into my fate. I roll around here, enticed into heartbreak. I have known my worth, but others had a say. But I'm here to take my life to better days. Stacking bills and trying to kill this mountain of debt too filled with guilt to ask for a helping hand. Adding I was forced to grow up. This pressure was great, but me not so much. I'm trying to fill shoes not sized for me. Oh, they fill my mind with all of their mistakes, and it won't allow me to dive into my fate. I roll around here, enticed into heartbreak. I have known my worth, but others had a say. But I'm here to take my life to better days.
A lot of moments that definitely created this version or this path that I'm taking as Putty Waters. And I feel that in a lot of ways, Putty was, well, Oscar has kind of been the mask itself. And have self-doubt, questioning who I am and wondering where I'm going to be ending up, because I don't feel that I have been very emotionally safe for myself. And with music and with Putty, that's where I have been able to articulate whatever I was feeling, but also be able to truly be honest with myself when I can unmask.
So having heard some of the release and seen the videos that you released as Putty Waters, it is a different side of you. I mean, I when I met you, you were the enigmatic and very extroverted front person for Coastal Drifters. And Putty, in contrast, is this, it's soft. Like it is. It's soft even in the way that I, you know, like kind of how I would describe it is like bedroom pop almost. And I'm not sure if that's how you would describe your music, but seeing it. And then also too, like your videos are like, they're filled with nostalgia. Where do you see something like nostalgia or the aesthetics of times past? What does that inform?
I believe that every moment I was not able to fully dive into or be, to appreciate, those are very much just moments that were lost over time because I was too afraid to feel. And so I find that with Putty, it's always been, now it's going to be reflection of all those moments.
Don't hold me back from taking off through the horizon. hostage to the past. Catch me live within the void. Each time I hear your voice. Changes have been made, memories soon fade. Hope this finds you safely. When you're out there on your own in a period.
I feel that I had to be that enigmatic character that was just gung-ho. But my personality is very the opposite. I like to be at home playing video games or watching YouTube videos about whatever my obsession is that week. So putting on a rock star persona is very exhausting. I did lose a lot of moments I could have truly just appreciated a little bit more if I just was present and myself.
What do you think was informing that need at the time? And then what changed to release that?
It was garage rock, or res rock was what we called it. I think I wanted to be part of the guys. I just lost focus on what it was to be in there, in that world. And I just feel that I focused so much on being that way. So continuing forward, I hope that it's going to be just as important to me.
It being making music, or it being like a performance?
I like the performing part, and I do enjoy being unpredictable on stage. Like, that's my biggest, it's just like, how far can I go in, within limits, but just how far can I push myself in a moment? And I think that's where the forming of the putty has been, is that I realize that I really enjoy those moments a lot. I learn something new about myself every time I get on stage.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about the name.
It was a childhood name. My name was Putty, or it's actually Putty, but it's easier to say Putty because it's a play on the word of Muddy Waters. But it was a little nickname that I don't know exactly where it started. I do feel that I did have a negative notion with it, just because I felt I was a chonky little kid. So I felt like, oh, maybe it's because I was so chonky or something. But I think it was just with love. You know, they used to call me Putty Wooders. And it would be like a longer would be Putty Wooders was a widow boy. And it, I don't know, just kept going. And I don't know. It was just a nickname my grandpa came up with. He just always called me that.
Mm-hmm. So talking about Putty a little bit, Putty now, not Putty when he was a little boy. From the moment that you told me that you started it, it was like song after song after song. Who are you collaborating with? And yeah, can you kind of talk me through a little bit about, how Putty is actually made and how you want people to perceive him?
Well, it's a group effort. Almost everyone that I'm have met over the years, or like everyone is part of Putty in a way. Like it's been wonderful working with Holy Cow Studios with Emilio Pignotta. He's a wonderful human being. Also, just he has a lot of insight of being part of Mother Son, and he's done a lot of touring, and it's just, I cannot express how much like of a good guy he is. He's just created a safe space for the writing, and that's all I could have asked for. But there's also it's almost like a Smithers local by now, but Demir Rokoshev.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was a part of the recording. He's honestly like what created this this one song called Fading You. It's the most funky song that I've ever written in my life. And it's because he just decided to make it the way that it was, because it was going to be like a campfire-y song. Yeah. You know, it was what he described it as. It sounds like something you play around a campfire. But then he's like, he just funked it up. And it just, and I'm really happy he did that, because then it just pushed me. It pushed me to go out of my comfort zone.
Are we married to potential? Or liberating pain? Do we quiet the connection? To illuminate the shame? Could only live 1,000 lives with you. I need a redo. When did I forget your smell? Or the sound of your little yell? Oh, I'm lost in believing achieving true love is a dream. Are we married to potential? Mary.
He joined, and he just started playing on the piano, and then I lost my mind. He's based in Quesnel, and that's where I met him. He helped me start writing some more. So it was really good for me to end up in Quesnel and meet him. Continue on with Buddy, and what Buddy is just a no-hold-barred writing. You know, I have a lot of lyrics that don't have songs yet or compositions yet. I just like to write lyrics, and it's my way of being vulnerable. All it takes is music, and anyone that is around is going to be part of it, because if they want to help, they want to help. You know, it feels nice because I didn't realize how much of a community I had around me. And so now I feel really appreciative.
Change with your idea of the community.
Yeah, it's all musically. A lot of people don't fully understand what music really means to an artist unless they have something of that capacity in their lives. So, but that's probably why musicians stick together, because we all love it.
Yeah.
We all need it. So watering those plants is the only way that you're going to get a garden.
As part of the label, what we often try to do, I guess, is like in distribution, we're trying to kind of like package the idea of what's represented on the on this compilation. So question you might like or you might not like, but instead of me describing your music, how would you describe Putty Waters?
I'd say it's in the indie realm. It has a lot of influences that aren't just one thing. I can't really give it just one genre because it's open.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an open door. And whatever I'm feeling that day, it's probably going to be what that song's going to be like.
Yeah.
I want to keep it around.
By your eyes and the words they
is something that when I've described your music, and this can be like, this is a term that it's hard to use and have everyone understand exactly what you mean, but like, I just like, I've described it as very earnest music. And it's really hard to be earnest because some people might think that means, oh, it's going to be really sensitive, or it's going to be like pedantic, like I'm sad, you know, like I'm going to say that I'm sad sort of thing. But it's like, but it actually takes balls, I think. Like, I think it takes a lot of bravery to try to really write from the heart. And almost the more specific you are, the more likely people will connect with it. And I think that that's something that I've just noticed with Putty Waters is, yeah, that it's just this, I don't know, like, yeah, you're willing to be earnest. And it's really, it's pretty out there, man, because a lot of people are hide behind lyricism and metaphor. And of course there's that because, you know, lyrically you want it to be something that's beautiful or something catchy or to evoke a feeling. But I also think that it's just badass to also just to write honestly and from the heart and not really try to hide too much of that.
Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome for saying that.
Yeah, maybe it's lack of better words, or maybe it's just, I don't know, feeling. I think that's the most beautiful thing that we have, is that we get to feel. We have introspection. We are capable of having words for these feelings.
Yeah.
And why aren't we utilizing it more? Why aren't we speaking about it more? Like the amount of words in the English vocabulary, and most of it is used on brain rot and stuff. I think that the more that we're honest with ourselves and honest with those that about these feelings, it creates a world of camaraderie. Spent most of my life lying everyone else around, and each time that you lie, it becomes easier to lie. We are meant to have a community. Only way we can do that is by being honest with ourselves. So I believe that's why I like to write the way I do.
Damn. Well, it's so funny because I feel like about lying, because I've been such a liar in my life, but I also feel like it got easier. But then there was a point where it actually almost like it peaked, and then I knew it became harder and harder after, because I could feel that happen. Like I could feel it eroding, sandpaper on my soul.
It's a liar's sunrise, baby.
Fallacy and the way things could be. The depths are coming up shore. Gentle gust toward another floor. Layered in between the sheets. Let the room address the changes within. Before adding another door. Then in due time we'll be led to the liar's sunrise. Old weatherman, through the honest
see the pier. You don't need me, dear. Oh, how I love the fear. Oh, leave me here. Go and disappear. Please don't leave me here. And I love your
it'd be like, you know, the bus line, you know, there's multiple stops. Wherever you go is where you need to go. And people are going to be taking it to wherever they want. So, yeah, I do believe that it could be contradictory, but it could also be hitting the nail on the head. Just whenever you hear it, wherever you hear it is, it's when you need to hear it.
Okay, some nuts and bolts. Where can people find you online?
All right. You can find me on Instagram, where I post the most. I do have videos on YouTube under Putty Waters. Not the topic, because the whole CD Baby thing is all wonky right now, so I can't connect my YouTube channel with it.
No.
I know. Distributors.
Yeah. CD Baby strike again.
Yeah. Love
it. It's got a few people. Yeah.
No, no. But yeah, then I do have a band camp, but I just throw it on whenever, really. I really focus on the streaming services. So then it'd be, you know, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, I think even Amazon Music, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then Facebook, I do have a TikTok, but I don't post much on there. So whatever one of those, I guess. you can choose. That's the beauty of the internet.
I guess what can people kind of expect from a Putty Waters show? And think of it like a year into the future too. Like what do you see it being?
That's a good question, because I believe that it's going to be as wholesome and earnest as the songs themselves. But again, I'm still writing, so I could be wrong, and it could be more higher energy, because I feel, summer's coming soon.
That's
and
what I was gonna say, spring's around the corner, baby.
So I'm going to be super in that headspace. So hopefully, maybe I could just write a banger of a summer
song
pop. Yeah, song of the summer. I mean, I honestly feel like Fading You might be that.
Yeah.
That one's going to be so sick.
I guess that's funny. I'm described as, you know, like earnest bedroom pop, but like they are easy. Like they are upbeat too. Like they're not, it's not like this is like, you're not like Sufjan Stevens or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, or what's the shoo-shoo, you know, like this isn't like categorically sad sounding music either. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's honest, but it is still kind of like, would you hate it if I said it's kind of poppy? Like it's got.
No, I wouldn't hate it. I mean, it's whatever it is, you know, like I serve the song. I don't serve whatever agenda I believe I should be under.
That's a good line to end on. Okay, thank you so much, Oscar.
You bet.
Take me back to the old place. Sitting there watching a movie. A lamplight glow, a blanket on our laps.
We're still cold from being on the outside. You put your toes to my bare thighs. You bathe in spaces to make more like a home. But my love, you always were. Watching a movie, eating hot grilled cheese.